Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon, and I'm just a light-skinned guy that likes to talk about sports. And first off, I would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys enjoy your time with your families, and don't drink too much Hennessy, and don't eat too much turkey. And shout out to all seven people that heard my first two podcasts. I would like to thank you guys. Hey, even if one person is listening, hey, I appreciate that, man. And today, this show, I want to talk about Pelicans basketball for a second, man. Right now, the Pelicans are 5-10. They have a game tonight against the Timberwolves, but Anthony Davis and Terrence Jones, excuse me, they're not playing. So they're behind the eight ball right now. But if they get it done, they'll be winners of six of their last eight. And I want to talk about them, man. A lot of people really gave up on this team too early. And I was like, yo, why y'all giving up? It's only 10 games into an 82-game season. I saw a comment on social media. Dude was like, we need to clean house. And it's like, bruh, 10 games in, you need to clean house? Like, slow your roll. And I really believe, if healthy, that this team is very deep and they're capable of making a run at the 8 seed. And possibly winning a game or two against the number one seed. I believe that. And I want to talk about Dell Demps for a quick second. A lot of people in New Orleans really dislike him. And I really don't know why. The moves that he made this summer, I really think they were quality moves. We can give a quick recap of what happened this summer. Of course, we lost Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. But he brought in guys like Langston Galloway, a formidable three-point shooter, and he can, you know, play the two or the one. Etwan Moore, this guy, he was a nuisance when he was playing against the Pelicans. And, you know, Solomon Hill, I like him at the three. I really do. He's very athletic, and he can knock down that corner three ball when he's confident. He's been struggling as of late, but as the season goes on, I think he'll be fine. I like him at that spot. I love the fact that they brought back Tim Frazier. That guy has heart. Last night, he had 21-14 against the Atlanta Hawks. Man, come on, bro. That dude a backup. Getting 21-14. And with Drew back in the lineup, man, I like that. And, of course, we drafted Buddy Hield. Buddy is going to be Buddy. He's a rookie, but his ceiling is so far high that you can't do nothing but expect great things from him. And Terrence Jones, man, that dude played ball last night. And also, when Anthony Davis didn't start against the Magic, I believe he had, 26? I'm not exactly sure, but I'll go back and look. Man, Terrence Jones was a great pickup, man. Those are quality moves by Dell Demps. And a lot of people don't really acknowledge him for the move that he makes. So if this team is actually healthy, I really think that with the depth, they can actually do this. They really can. And another thing I want to see, Anthony Davis, man. We have to support this guy like we support Drew Brees. I mean, if you look at every player in the NBA, there's only two people better than Anthony Davis, in my opinion. And it's Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Anthony Davis had 38 points the last two games, and nobody really talked about him because that's just a regular day at the office for him. 38 points. Like, that's crazy, man. This dude, he's amazing, man. He's nothing short of sensational. And I really believe that if this squad is healthy with the depth, they can make some noise in the Western Conference. So I want y'all thoughts. Y'all let me know. Y'all hit me up. Give me some ideas on how I can get better. Just let me know what's up, man. So, happy Thanksgiving, and y'all be blessed, man.